Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Ruth. Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, I need to seek some security for you so that it may be well with you. Now here is our kinsman Boaz, with whose young women you've been working. See, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Now wash and anoint yourself, and put on your best clothes, and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he's finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, observe the place where he lies. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do." She said to her, "All that you tell me, I will do." So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. When they came together, the Lord made her conceive, and she bore a son. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without next of kin, and may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher in your old age, for your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is more to you than seven sons, has borne him." Then Naomi took the child and laid him in her bosom and became his nurse. The women of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, "A son has been born to Naomi." They named him Obed, and he became the father of Jesse, the father of David. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Christ did not enter a sanctuary made by human hands, a mere copy of the true one, but he entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself again and again, as the high priest enters the holy place year after year with blood that is not his own. For then he would have had to suffer again and again since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the age to remove sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for mortals to die once, and after that the judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplace, and to have the best seats in the synagogue and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses for the sake of appearances. They say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation. He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowds putting in money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called to his disciples and he said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put everything she had, all that she had to live on." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
When Veterans Day comes around, I find myself thinking about what our soldiers have endured for us. I imagine what it might have been like in a prisoner of war camp in Japan. Or the unknown young man who died by a bullet from someone he could not see deep in the jungle of Vietnam. Or the young woman who lost her best friend from a bomb in Afghanistan. They give their lives, their safety, so that we can be free, so that we can vote, so that we can say what we think. I wonder, when I die, when I look back over my life, will I be able to say that I gave that much for others? When you and I are lying on our deathbed, will we be able to say that we served people like that? There is a woman named Nancy Klein who has published an incredible book. It's called Time to Think. It begins with her sitting at her mother's bedside as her mother is dying. And her mother says to her, "Nancy, I'm so sorry." "What are you sorry about, Mom?" she asked. "Nancy, I'm sorry that I didn't leave the world a better place.
I wish I could have made the world safer for you. I wish that our planet was better taken care of. But things seem to be even worse now than they were when I was growing up. I haven't fixed the world at all for you. And now it's up to you. Nancy told her mother that she loved her, and her mother died. But Nancy would spend years thinking about what she wished she had said to her mother. Because even though her mother had never held a job and was a housewife all of her life, her mother possessed what she considered to be one of the most important gifts that a human being can offer another. Her mother had the gift of listening. Every day, when Nancy came home from school, her mother would be seated at the kitchen table, and she would ask Nancy to sit down. And she would ask Nancy to tell her about her day. But she didn't want to only know what had happened. What Nancy's mother really wanted to know was what Nancy thought about everything that happened. You see, Nancy's mother believed that her daughter had wisdom. And so every day after school, she would give her daughter her undivided and focused attention, believing that her daughter had something to say that she had never thought of before or listened to before. And as a result, when all the other kids were trying to think like everybody else or trying to fit in school, Nancy believed that she had a voice, that she had thoughts that needed to be heard. Because of her mother's listening, Nancy would go on to get a PhD in psychiatry and neurology. And she would spend her life on this thesis, that when a human being sits down and truly listens to another human being, without distraction, without judgment, as if the other person has something to say that they have never heard before, when one person truly listens to another, it unleashes a power in the speaker. It unleashes in the speaker the ability to think deeply. And it is that kind of thinking that changes the world around us like nothing else. I would put it this way. When a person listens deeply to another person, it unleashes the Logos, the Word of God that lives inside of each one of us. It gives that Word of God the space to speak. And that, my friends, can change the world. In today's gospel, Jesus is wandering around the temple, giving an open commentary to his disciples. He is describing what he sees and what he thinks about what he sees. And there are the scribes wandering around in their grand robes, saying these long and elaborate prayers, proud of themselves and of their position in society. And Jesus condemns them. That part of scripture always makes me really nervous. I mean, I wear a robe. I parade around quite a lot, don't I? I say long prayers. Was it the robes and the prayers that made Jesus mad? What was it about those scribes and Pharisees that made him so furious that he knew that they were going to hell? I believe that what made Jesus so mad was the fact that they did not listen. Those scribes had made up their mind about God. They had made up their mind about what they thought about everything. And they thought they were right, too. So they paraded around the temple. Meanwhile, a truly holy person was there. And I'm not including Jesus in this. Who was the other holy person in the temple who Jesus points out? Do you remember? The widow. Amidst all the busyness of the temple, a quiet woman who has lost her husband puts two copper coins in the offering plate. And Jesus knows that that is everything that she had. Jesus sees her and he knows her as being a precious child of God, a holy person. But the scribes do not even notice her because they are so busy thinking about themselves that the doors of their heart are closed. When you think about it, we don't talk about this much, but Jesus must have listened an awful lot. When people came to him for healing, he would often say, "What is it that you ask of me?" Before he healed, he heard. He was able to look at a person and know them, and know what they needed. Know what their dreams were and what their fears were. He truly listened. And that is a gift from God. It's kind of sad, but today, in order to get the undivided attention of another human being, we usually have to pay for it, right? I mean, I'm thankful to God for the therapists and spiritual directors that I've seen, and I love seeing them because I don't have to feel guilty for talking about myself the whole time because I'm paying them. When I was in my early 20s and had just graduated from college, I was very lost. I decided to see a therapist. He was an old Native American man whose office was in the basement of his home, deep in the woods in Connecticut. When I went to see him, without understanding why, I just cried in his office for about 3 months. I didn't even notice what was in his office until about the third month when I finally looked up and noticed that he had some cool stuff in there. He was such a good listener. Most of the time, he just sat there quietly, but he never fell asleep. I would rattle on about whatever I was worried about, and he would smile at me as if he loved me, even as ridiculous as I was. And every once in a while, he would ask me a question. question that really made me think. Question that seemed to pierce down into the depths of my thinking about who I was and what I was doing. About 6 months into the therapy, I was babbling on about something, and he interrupted me. He had never done that before, and it made me mad. He said, "Kate, I'm sorry to interrupt, but look out the window." Standing right in the window was a huge stag, a buck, a male deer with huge antlers, just looking right in the window at us, as if he was listening to every word that we said. It was such an incredible sight that I've never forgotten. That beautiful big head staring right at us. Ten years later, I was happily married and a priest, and I had a child, and we went back to Connecticut for a family reunion, and I decided I would drop in on this beautiful man to say thank you for listening to me. His office looked just the same. His hair was even whiter than before. As we were talking, I asked him, "Do you remember when we saw that incredible buck standing right in the window and looking right at us?" He said, "Oh yes, I remember that, Kate. But do you remember what you were talking about at the time?" I said, "No, I mean, I was babbling on about something." He said, "Kate, you were saying that you wanted to be a priest, but that you wished God would give you a sign. You wish God would let you know that he was really listening and wanted you to do this." "Oh," I said. I started to cry again. It's hard to listen to God. And most of the time, God doesn't speak with a booming voice out of heaven. Most of the time, God speaks through other people. You know what that means? It means that if you don't listen to each other, you might not hear God. So I have a thought for you. I have a challenge. On this Veterans Day weekend, I want you to try to listen to someone. And by that I mean give them your undivided, rapt attention without letting your eyes wander around or wondering about what you need to eat or what needs to be done. Listen to them as if they possess a wisdom that you need to hear that you don't know. You know, our loved ones are the ones we listen to the least. When they start talking, we say, "Oh, I heard that one before." We think we know who they are. But your loved ones are constantly changing and developing. You don't really know them at all. And it could be that they have something to say to you. Imagine the power of God that could be unleashed if we would truly, actively, open our hearts and minds to one another and listen.
Let us stand and reaffirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Father, we pray for all those who are sick, lonely, hungry, or in pain. Comfort them and give them strength. I invite you to speak their names. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless this cathedral that we may serve you here in the heart of downtown Jacksonville. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Watch over this city that there may be an end to poverty and homelessness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bring peace to our broken world, that there may be greater understanding among races and peoples. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us to care for the earth as your creation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who have been affected by Hurricane Sandy along the Atlantic coast. May they find comfort as they rebuild their homes and their lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all the women and men who have served our country in the military. We thank you for their courage, perseverance, and tenacity. We recognize that we would not be who we are as a country were it not for their service. Bless them, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask you to bless all who have died and comfort those who mourn for them. I invite you to speak their names. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us give thanks to God for all the blessings of this life. I invite you to name your blessings aloud.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. we are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here today. If you're new or visiting, we have a little card in your pew, and when you fill it out, we will send you our e-newsletter. We're so glad you are here. There are also tours that leave from the baptismal font after the service if you want to see this beautiful place and learn about its history. There are wonderful classes offered during the 9 o'clock hour, so consider coming at 9 o'clock. Down in the coffee house, we're learning about the saints, and I hear Teresa Johnson makes an excellent cup of coffee down there, gourmet coffee. We also are learning about centering prayer and spiritual direction and lots of other things. Check out the offerings and locations on any of the easels around the campus. I want to invite those of you who may not have family in town, or maybe you're grieving, or this Thanksgiving doesn't seem the same as others, to come and join your church family for Thanksgiving. We've decided that in addition to having a service, we're going to have a big Thanksgiving meal right after the service. I'm going to be here with my husband and boys and grandma and aunts and everybody, and you all are welcome to join us. Just call the church and let us know if you're going to come. We're going to provide the meat, and we're asking other people to bring the side dishes. They'll be like loaves and the fishes, and we'll have a great time. If you have not yet pledged to the church, do consider doing so. We try to write our budget ahead of time, so if you can let us know approximately what you think you'll be giving to the church financially, that helps us a great deal. And we have pledge cards in the back of the church if you need one, or you can even do it online. And St. Mary's Bag a Month Club is very important this month. That's our little mission church in Springfield. They're trying to collect gifts for Christmas for their Santa shop, they call it. So grab a paper bag on the way out of church and fill it with some of the things that are listed on the bag. And last, but very much not least, I would like to ask everyone who is a veteran or is currently serving in the military to please stand. Would you stand, please? Let us say thank you. Are a blessing to us. Thank you. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For through your Son, our Mediator, Jesus Christ, who offered himself once for all to remove our sin, you have restored us as your people and called us to give of ourselves for the sake of others in the joyous thanksgiving for your loving goodness and care. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with St. John and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts with faith and thanksgiving. Thank you. Please join me in sending forth our Eucharistic visitors. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bringing these holy gifts to those to whom you may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body because we share one bread. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ be with you to defend you, within you to keep you, before you to lead you, beside you to guard you, and above you to bless you. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.